Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, July 23rd, 2018, getting down toward the bottom of the month here and start of a brand new week. And it just rolls on, the stuff that keeps coming on out. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions here. Now, we've already got ourselves a caller on the line. Francis in Montreal, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. This was a big weekend for news. And as you know, all the FISA warrant material has come out on Friday.
We're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, and James Clapper went on TV, and I don't know what his game is, whether he's trying to, absolve himself of responsibility, he's running for cover, but he said that ultimately this whole Russiagate thing has been done at the direction of Obama. But that's nothing.
Yes.
The big news is a letter was released, a top secret STRAP3 SIGINT, UK eyes only letter from GCHQ, and you know that's like, you know, the center of all the security and spying of the whole Western world, with, you know, Echelon and all that stuff. That all goes to GCHQ, right? Well,
it goes to other places as well.
Yeah, but you know what? They're finding out now. Like, for example, the Canadians spend $6 billion a year from CES sending their data to GCHQ, but even the Prime Minister and the Privy Council is not allowed to see any of that data. And they're finding out now that even the U.S. High-ups are not allowed to see some of that data. But the point of my call is this. This letter was released, and it's tied to the fact that Robert Hannigan, who was the director, he resigned after only 2 years. It was in April 2017. And it's tied to the fact that there was a letter written by him, and it's ISA 94, Application for Renewal of Warrant CSO/142263, to surveil 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, USA, 5th and 26th floors. And there's 5 bullet points. I'll read you just number one and number four, because those are the relevant ones. Number one, on 28th of August, 2016, GHQ CSO filed for permission to execute Project Folsom at the request of the U.S. President, seeking intelligence gathering into the Trump Organization and Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, both located at 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, USA. Activities include foreign and U.S. domestic signals collection in regard to communications with Russian hostile actors. And then point four is U.S. National Security Advisor Rice has requested on 17th November 2016 that we continue our surveillance during the transition period. So Trump is already president-elect, as internal U.S. intelligence is potentially compromised by the incoming Trump administration. So you've got a president of the United States asking a foreign spy agency to spy on the president-elect.
Yep. Is that the letter available online, and could you email me the URL?
I'll email it to you right now. I didn't want to go too much. There's one other thing I'd like to talk to you about, but I don't want to go too far off the topic, because all this stuff with Putin making threats about the weapons he's got. I'll call you another day about that, but this is the big story to me of the day. It's just blowing my mind. I've got it right here in front of me, and I'll email it to you.
Okay.
Have a good day, Mike.
I appreciate that. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Well, that's a rather stunning development. If the letter can be verified, we'll have to wait and see if GCHQ tries to undermine it or deny it. And I did a web search, and I didn't find anything immediately about it. So it must be brand new here. All right. Now, a little bit of an observation here. As you know, the poll numbers are not looking good for the Democrats. And the more outrageous the antics that we see from the extreme left, the worse the numbers are getting. And so over this last weekend, we're actually starting to see the Democratic Party break into two, shall we say, components. And there is a new centrist Democratic Party that is coming together. And I think Joe Lieberman basically said it. If Ocasio-Cortez is the new party model, the Democrats are done. Not exact working here, but leading moderate Democrats are basically out there saying that the party needs to move back to the center, and they can still, you know, all encompassing, all embracing, all inclusive. But I think they're realizing that all of the extremist behavior is working against them now. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in Chicago, long known for its tradition of political honesty and no non-corruption here, there is a candidate running for the mayor of Chicago, Willie Wilson. And basically, he went down Sunday morning, yesterday morning, into church on Chicago's South Side and handed out $300,000 to 2,000 voters through his Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation, which is a 501c3. And he basically said that he's did the giveaway to assist homeowners who are struggling to pay their property tax bills. Well, it almost doesn't matter what the homeowners are going to use the money for. To me, this looks like a rampant attempt to simply buy votes. And I'm sure that Wilson's opponents are probably going to make that same connection. All right, let's talk about the Russiagate situation. It has really gone on way too long. And yet the hysteria is ramping up. Shrill, emotional, just way over the top. And the fact that Trump met with Putin in private and then publicly expressed doubt about the establishment Russia narrative has got some of the political factions in the United States into an emotional state that is indistinguishable from what you'd expect if Russia had actually bombed New York City. And you have to remember, there is no evidence to back up any of it. It's pure air. There's no there there. Now, Trey Gowdy, once again, it's hard to get a read on this guy because you think he's there looking, you know, at the big picture. And then all of a sudden, he'll just come out of left field with something bizarre. So Trey Gowdy basically is chastising Trump for inviting Putin to Washington this fall. And went further to say that some members of the president's administration should consider quitting if Trump won't listen to their advice. Well, those advisors around Trump are the problem. They're the swamp. They're the deep state. They're the ones that keep talking him into doing things like dropping missiles on Syria after a false flag dust attack. It wasn't even a gas attack. But it's very surprising that to hear Gowdy say that. On the other hand, it might be a good thing if some of those people did resign and Trump decided to reach outside the Beltway for the replacements. Anyway, as Francis was mentioning, late Friday, hoping that it would be a non-story by Monday, no such luck, the Department of Justice finally, after years of litigation and demands for it, released the Carter Page FISA application. Now, it's heavily redacted, but there's still a lot of amazing things in there. Basically, there was no basis for suspecting Carter Page of being a Russian spy, which was the reason for the FISA application. Now, Dowdy went on Fox News yesterday and said, obviously, this visa application is good news. And it basically confirms every suspicion we've had all along. Within the first few pages of the application, it's confirmed that the visa application relied heavily on information from British spy Christopher Steele's infamous anti-Trump PP dossier. So in other words, it was a foreign spy meddling in our election that the FBI used to justify spying on Carter Page on the basis that Page was acting with foreign powers to meddle in the election. For those of you who like a little irony. But it did show the FBI was being influenced by Clinton-funded partisan research. And if you'll remember, it was Fusion GPS funding Steele's dossier, which received funding from the Clinton campaign, DNC, and Obama's Organizing for America, another link back to Obama himself. So this is a huge scandal. It is a huge scandal, and the corporate media is still trying to tamp it down. But this is finally starting to surface, and this stuff is stuff you need to share with everybody, especially coming on up to the midterm elections in November. So basically, they smeared Carter Page as a Russian agent, but he has not been charged for almost 2 years. And basically, they lied to the judge. There was a clear intent to deceive. The FBI had a single source, which was the Steele dossier. That was it. That was the entire evidence, and I use the word loosely, presented to the FISA court. Now, Judicial Watch is urging Donald Trump to order the full declassification of the Page FISA application. I think that would be a very, very good thing. So what's really interesting is to hear the politicians kind of bob and weave about what's going on. And over at the Intelligence Committee, there was this interesting dialogue, if you will, when they were talking with Rod Rosenstein. And Representative DeSantis asked Rosenstein, the Russia investigation, who started it? Who was the agent? Was it Strzok who started it? Who opened the case? Rosenstein fidgeted and said, that matter is under review by the Intelligence Committee, and there's nothing I can talk about it publicly regarding the initiation of the investigation. So DeSantis comes right back and asked if the FBI paid for Hillary's garbage dossier. Rosenstein said, I'm not in a position to answer that question. Just evasion after evasion after evasion. DeSantis asked, do you know the answer to the question? Rosenstein said, I believe I know the answer, but the Intelligence Committee is the appropriate committee, blah, 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 blah. And DeSantis came on back and said, no, that's not true. We have oversight over your department and FBI, and whether public funds were spent on a dossier, that's not something that's classified. We have every right to the information you should provide it. And then as the Francis mentioned on his phone call here, James Clapper was on a CNN interview Saturday and basically let slip. This all goes right up to President Obama. And he said right on TV, if it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set up a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, including Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that. It was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. So there it is. We're way past Watergate right now. Now, they may be just trying to wear everybody down with this, or I don't know why they keep going. They found nothing. But apparently, public support for the Mueller investigation is declining because it's been going on for over a year now. They haven't really done anything except find some ancillary crimes completely unrelated to his original mission. They have not been able to prove there was collusion between Trump and Russia. Now, Rand Paul is siding with Trump on Russia, saying that, yes, the handling of Russia was good. Peace is a good idea. And says critics are motivated by dislike of the president. I think there's another motive involved, and that's the almighty dollar. Because I'm sure that all of these people out there pushing for a new Cold War with Russia, or even a hot war with Russia, or war with anybody, are heavily invested in the armaments corporations. What Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex. War is profitable for people who've got lots of defense company stocks. And that's why they want to push the country in that direction. They don't care about you. They don't care about your kids who are going to get killed and crippled in the war. They don't care about the potential damage to this country if we actually lose the war, which is entirely possible. They just want to make more money. That is the curse of our government today. It is populated by people whose sole interest is using their government position to put more money in their pocket. To take it out of your pocket, put it in their pocket. And if a million of our young people have to be sent to horrible, bloody deaths, well, that's just the cost of doing business here. Now, Rand Paul has come on out saying that he may not support Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh. And his sticking point is one that we talked about a while back, where Kavanaugh says that this mass surveillance and spying on Americans, he does not see that as a Fourth Amendment violation. That apparently Kavanaugh considers national security, meaning the government secure from the people, as trumping the right to privacy. And that is worrisome. And that is an issue I also have with Kavanaugh himself. So this may take a long time, and we're going to see what happens after the midterms, whether there's going to be a change in nominees. Now, last we were talking about the revelation that Peter Strzok's wife has been in charge of the so-called investigation into the Clinton Foundation for 21 months and has done nothing about it. It's just being blocked. They don't want to touch that one. That's the third rail. That'll bring down the entire government. It's now come on out that within hours of Strzok and McCabe covering up the contents of the Wiener laptop, Strzok's wife was promoted to Securities and Exchange Commission Deputy Director. Interesting timing here. That must have been Strzok's price, as it were. So let's get back to that spy and Butina. And she's been arrested and charged with espionage on behalf of Russia. She was spying on the NRA and on conservatives. But on Wednesday night, John Solomon told Lou Dobbs the FBI had known about Butina for 2 years, and they knew what she was doing. And they did not warn the people that she was spying on. Now, this is a major development. Is she a double agent? Was she actually working for the FBI? Was the FBI trying to use this Russian agent to get conservatives and the NRA into compromising situations? It's an ugly situation out there. Okay, let's see. Over in Afghanistan, last Thursday, there was another U.S. airstrike that killed a family of 14. And it has reignited a grassroots movement among the Afghan people. They want the United States gone. They're tired of all the bombings. They're tired of all the interference. They're tired of the opium, which has become a curse on their country as well as ours. They want the U.S. out. There's a very ugly video about some of the damage that was caused. Meanwhile, over in Raqqa, where the U.S. insists civilian casualties were minimal, they've unearthed over 1,200 corpses in mass graves. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, we're coming to you with our hand outstretched and a little collection plate, if you will. Republic Broadcasting needs your help. That's just how it is. And we need you to step up because we're in a war right now. You can see it happening every day. It escalates a little bit more. Those who want to keep you in the dark are using everything in their disposal, the corporate media. They've got lots of money because they make more money keeping you ignorant than they would be able to get if you're informed. So that's why Republic Broadcasting is here. That's why What Really Happened is here. That's why I've been doing this for 25 years, almost 25 years. So the postal address where you can send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in a debit or credit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. All right, getting on back to RACA. Back in 2017, Raqqa was hit with 30,000 artillery rounds and thousands of airstrikes, which reduced 90% of the city to rubble. And the U.S. still claims there were low civilian casualty figures, and obviously that is wrong. And the rights group's findings and witnesses, well, according to this article, say the U.S. is just deeply in denial. No, they're not. They're lying. They're flat out lying. They don't want you to know of the horrible war crimes of the civilians. And over there in Raqqa, the Reconstruction Committee, they're trying to start rebuilding and clearing away. It's going to be a very, very long job. And they're convinced they're going to find more of these graves out there. All right, let's take some phone calls. And we're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just want to comment on what the earlier call, I think it was Francis, was talking about with the new revelations about GCHQ and so on. That it's been my opinion since the very beginning, I think I've told you this a couple times on the air, that this inevitably has to come back to Obama. He's certainly the highest governmental official involved, but just consider for a moment, right, that we have, look at all the agencies that we have involved. We have the FBI and the justice system. We have the State Department. We have the National Security Council and the National Security Advisor. We have the UN person doing the unmasking. We have, in Peter Strzok, we have a guy who could treat, because of his status as both a CIA and FBI guy, he could get on the horn with GCHQ and other intelligence agencies in his putting his CIA hat on. We have Obama appointees, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, Comey, you Lisa Page, all these people. Are all Valerie Jarrett, what's her name from the doing the unmasking at the UN? All these people, all these agencies, all these appointees, Hillary herself, of course. We then have Obama also linked with all this, with the Soros who funds Antifa, who funded the election, you know, the Hillary election, the biggest single donor, also the biggest single supporter of Antifa, and the link that Obama was feeding money. Remember when they were dismissing Justice Department investigations on companies, but they had to donate to Democratic causes, among which were Antifa? All this has been orchestrated from the top. And I have to ask myself the question, I know you've asked yourself a million times, and I agree with your, why would a guy like Obama, who's going to be, and already is, I'm sure he's got millions socked away in Cayman accounts and things like that, but he was going to be assured a life of, you know, riches and ease and all that for the rest of his life. Why would he risk his legacy unless he was so involved in that horrible Hillary Clinton Foundation or worse?
Yes.
But I mean, this guy's a total disaster. His hand is everywhere in this. And now we have the information that was told by Francis. And it's just amazing. He has corrupted everything. His initial move was, the initial corruption move for him was, at least as a president, was appointing Hillary. You know, that started the whole thing for him.
Now, they made that deal back in 2008. Remember when Hillary and Obama had that private meeting in the House? Anyway, listen, Peter, stay on the line. I'm going to take you through the next commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hold up. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Francis did, in fact, email me the links to the letters. And I'm going to be putting them up at the website. But again, getting down to bullet point four, U.S. National Security Advisor Rice has requested that we continue our surveillance during the transition period as internal U.S. intelligence is potentially compromised by the incoming Trump administration. Now, to me, given that we know U.S. intelligence is involved in all kinds of nefarious activities like gun and drug running and overthrowing other governments, clearly they were afraid of this outsider coming on in and saying, wait a minute, this is not what you guys are supposed to be doing. So they bent every effort to get Trump corralled and under control. Apparently they have succeeded. But this does say this was all done at the request of President Obama.
And Mike, it goes back. It now puts kind of a different light on the fact on the original 2012 National Defense Authorization Act that where the president, the executive, could put a line through your name or my name or anybody's name and make them disappear without trial, right?
Yes.
And another one with now, of course, under Obama and Holder and Lynch, they put forth that they could assassinate Americans without any oversight anywhere in the world for any reason whatsoever. All they had to do was say they wanted to kill them, and they could kill them. So you put all that together in one office, and the question I have is, that's worth asking anyways, is who corrupted who to begin with? Was it the intelligence communities that corrupted the Clintons and the Obamas and all those guys, or did they corrupt the intelligence and bring them along, you know?
I think it's the first case here, because we know that CIA has been actively involved in recruiting very young people and grooming them for political office. So we know that was the case with Obama. As far as the Clintons, they started out corrupt, but that's what made them useful to the CIA during that whole gun and drug running operation down into Nicaragua in the mid-1980s. So maybe it's just a bunch of equally corrupt people coming together and say, ooh, we can have more corruption now. But there is no question, it is totally corrupt. And I think that is why the bureaucratic government, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, has been in such a panic under Trump. Because at any moment, you know, he could like start to break free. Fire his current advisors, start firing a lot of these top intelligence agency officials. He's got the authority to do that. And he could start saying, yeah, let's have some real honest investigations into this. Of course, doing so makes him a target. And as I mentioned last week, there are already so many parallels between what's going on today and what was leading up to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And maybe that's how they got him under control. So they simply said, hey, we did do Kennedy. We did do Vince Foster.
Here's another thing to think about.
No, go ahead.
Is that, and which came first and who corrupted who? I think as I think about it, you're right. It had to have been the intelligence agencies who had the power, they had the access, they had the money to a basically power-hungry and money-hungry Clinton, a power-hungry, yep, money-hungry Obama. And by the way, they couldn't sell that bill of goods so much to JFK, nor could they sell that bill of goods so much to Trump, because he already had power and money, and so did JFK.
Yep.
So, you know, it's interesting, though. Man, oh, man.
Well, I'm seriously concerned for Trump's safety and that of his family, and I just hope his protective detail are drinking lots of coffee, keeping their eyes open. Anyway, Peter, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Indiana. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today? Good to hear you. Anyway, on Friday's show, you talked about the Strutt link to the Strutt's wife and that. So what I did is I got on there and I looked it up, and then I got the link and I sent it to all my friends. And then I said, hey, you know what? The Goodlatte was on the TV this weekend, and I thought, maybe you should know about this. So I tried to email him that, and you know, you can't email those people. They're so covered up. You got to have 9 digits of the zip code to even email them. So I guessed at some numbers, and I couldn't get it right. So I called his office up, and I put it on on his phone as far as recording. And then Rand Paul was supposed to talk to the president today. So I called his office and I told him that about what was happening, and hoped that they'd send it to Rand Paul. And they asked me what website was that, and I told them that I think it's Brass Balls. I think that's the one you linked it to, you know. Then I emailed this to our local radio guy. You know, he does the 3 to 7 thing, and he never mentioned it at all. You know, so this weekend, I sent it over to Drudge Report, because I always look at them first thing in the morning to see what's going on, because he usually has the good stuff. And, you know, he hasn't had anything on it at all, so they've got the kibosh on that particular story. And the other thing I want to tell you, another thing is, I believe when Trump met with Putin, he made a deal with him that Putin, when he comes back in the fall, that he'll bring all the papers on the yellow cake, or the yellow... Or the the Iranian One deal, so Trump can lay that out in front of Congress and show them where all that money went.
Well, the situation we have here, I think, is exemplified by Peter Strzok's wife. The people in control of the investigations refuse to investigate. Again, I think the reason why there was such a panic when Trump won the election is for decades there has been this core of corruption growing within the government like a tumor that involves drug running, slush funds, even selling out our own country to espionage. And a scandal of that magnitude, the federal government could never survive it. So now they all have to protect it. Even people who absolutely loathe Hillary Clinton are working to keep this undercover because they don't want to lose their jobs. And I think that's what that fourth bullet point in that GCHQ letter is really saying. The incoming Trump administration was a threat to U.S. intelligence, which is sort of this wrapper they put around all of this skullduggery.
Well, I think you had to put out a call to your listeners and have them all email their representatives about that link and follow it up with a phone call.
Well, I just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com, and it's an article from, basically it just says, GCHQ boss left in 2017 after Obama ordered Project Folsom spy ring against Trump, and a scan of the actual letter is in that article, so you can all take a look at it for yourself. Make a local copy. This is something that might be Orwellized off of the web in the very near future.
Great, Mike. Have a good day, and aloha to you.
Aloha to you, too, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We're going to talk about those great heroic rescuers, the White Helmets. Did you talk about them yet?
I was just getting to them right now, and a lot of people are looking at this evacuation of the White Helmets through Israel, proving that there are at least some Arabs that Israel is very friendly with. Supposedly, they've been taken to Jordan, where they're going to stay for 3 months. Then they're going to be repatriated to Canada, Great Britain, and I think those are pretty much the two. And Netanyahu was out there saying that Israel was asked by Trump and Trudeau to evacuate the White Helmets. Now, we know the White Helmets are effectively the same organization as al-Nusra Front, and they've been caught on video aiding al-Nusra terrorists execute Syrian civilians. So I don't know how many people are going to be comfortable having them move into their neighborhood.
And remember, there's most likely advisors in there, too. They had to get out in that bunch of group. But, hey, Mike, there was just shooting in Canada.
Hang on. You're absolutely right. That's a distinct possibility. And Ryan Dawson did a video that under the cover of evacuating the White Helmets, that the al-Qaeda leadership has been extracted because Syria, basically the Syrian war is over and the U.S. did not get what it wanted.
And Mike, there was just shooting in Toronto the other day. I mean, come on now. You know, like, they're bringing these people into, like, these countries. Like, how smart are they? I mean, my God, like, you're bringing jihadists into the West. And this is a scary thing because, you know, the neoliberals, which are doing this, basically, you know, are bringing Wahhabi jihadis into the West. This shows you, I mean, it's bizarre, you know, and like we all know the White Helmets was a fraud. I mean, you know, Hey, Mike, you know, it's like the Red Cross. The Red Cross gets ready to set up for a hurricane. The hurricane hits, and then the Red Cross packs up and leaves. It's bizarre. Why wouldn't they stay there?
Well, you know, any help is going to be good, but, you know, the Red Cross is there for the crisis moment. And then after that, supposedly FEMA comes in for the longer term here. And anyway, I'm looking at the story about the Toronto shooting, and I'm not seeing the name of the suspect or, in fact, any identifying information about the suspect. But it does say that the mayor of Toronto's solution is to basically enact a citywide gun ban. No guns allowed. Okay, we'll fix that.
No Aloha snack bar?
Yeah. No more Aloha snack bar.
Well, Mike, you know what the routine is. If it's a Aloha snack bar, they go, it's a mentally ill person. Remember when it happened in Europe and in UK also? And, you know, Mike, there was just a case in the UK. Did you see that one where this little kid was waiting for his family that went shopping, and three, they look Middle Eastern on the videotape and on the pictures, yep, threw acid in his face. And that happens in the Middle East with the acid throwing and Saudi Arabian stuff, right? And Pakistan.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's crazy, man. You could be sitting on a park bench, and these people just come along and throw something like that in your face, and they're bringing them into their country. I'm flabbergasted.
It's insane. I mean, these acid attacks, they permanently scar your face. You're lucky if you don't go blind. And you're right. We're bringing in, you know, a rather dangerous new population to this country. Migration is a filter. We're not getting the good people from that source country. We're getting the bad people. And you're right. They're bringing them in like crazy. Still no signs of slowing.
Are they going to get job? Are they going to be put on the welfare rolls, not have a job,
oh, yeah,
live in the areas? Mike, but they're going to live in areas go ahead.
I was going to say these refugees are getting a better deal from the U.S. government than us legal citizens.
Yeah, but they're not assimilating. Like, you know, we all talked about this before, and not only you, but they're not assimilating in their cultures. They just get more radicalized living in their own communes. And that's a dangerous thing. You know, because eventually the communes are going to spread outward, and then other
and we're
going to
have
wind
we're going to have no-go zones in this country. We absolutely are.
Okay. Do I
anyway,
have time
Dustin?
Here?
Okay, you got one more thing.
Yeah, can you hold me over if the break's coming up?
No, we've still got like 4 minutes until the break's here. Okay. So just let me hear it.
I just want to say I didn't mention this last on Friday about how Pakistan's going to have 6 to 8 subs built by the Chinese. And also, I don't know if you read this about China has went to Sri Lanka and is going to loan them with a grant $245 million, which is equivalent to like $1.25 billion yuan. And I wonder if they're using U.S. treasuries to for the grant, because they can, right? So
maybe,
basically, U.S. Maybe. The U.S. will be paying for Sri Lanka's, the Chinese building up Sri Lanka, basically, because of the, you know, they're a creditor nation, right? And we're, you know, they owe our debt. They hold our debt. So, you know, that's amazing,
you know,
though. I said, they're all over the world now, you know?
I think back to the years before the 12 years of Reagan Bush Sr., when the United States was the world's largest creditor nation. And here we are all these years later, and now we're the world's largest debtor nation.
It's opposite. But the world's been flipped, Mike. We're a neoliberal Marxist empire, and Russia and China, believe it or not, even though China's got a communist party, they're more mercantilist now, like we used to be, or the British Empire, right? I mean,
yeah, they just want to make products and sell them. You know, that's China's ambition.
Yeah, they're around the world, Mike.
Okay.
I got a bad connection. Okay.
Okay. That explains it. All right. Well, Dustin, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to take a quick phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
You know, as you know, I live in Canada, and we're getting 250 of these white helmets, apparently. You know, I just can't believe it. It's unbelievable. I heard about this earlier this morning. And, you know, that shooting in Toronto, that happened, you know, like last night sometime, and they still haven't released the name or the identity of that person. There's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah,
you know what
I
the reason is, Mike?
I'm trying to find that and, you know, get a confirmation of that. But we're seeing more and more of these liberal governments around the world block that information. It's like I said during the beg for the donations. They make more money if you are kept ignorant. They don't want you to know what's going on. And that's is
Trudeau's
a good example.
Done, Mike.
We think, I'm sorry?
He's done. Trudeau is done. He won't be reelected.
Yeah, I hope
if he is reelected,
so.
Then it's fraud. because liberal support has collapsed in Ontario. We voted in Rob Ford, and he's done a lot of great things in only 2 weeks. Quebec is going conservative, which is I never thought that would ever happen. And of course, you have Manitoba, Saskatchewan, even the East Coast. They're going conservative. Trudeau's gone.
Yeah,
and you know what?
We're
Mike,
starting to see that happen
long.
Here in the United States, the Democrats basically self-destructed by going hard left, loony left, whatever. Anyway, listen, Al, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over the weekend, Israel uncorked on Western Syria and basically hit a military site in the Masyaf countryside. Israel is claiming they are Iranian military installations. But again, there's no proof. It's just Israel bombing to bomb here. What is a little more worrying is that Arabic media is saying that Israel has now obtained a list of Iranian targets in Iraq. And if that's true, we may see Israel start bombing inside Iraq. Wouldn't be the first time without an actual war. Don't forget it was Israel that bombed Iraq's nuclear power plant up in Osirak under the excuse that they were using it to build nuclear bombs in a secret basement, the way Israel does at Dimona. And of course, following the Iraq war, international inspectors went up there to the ruins of the Osirak reactor, and all they found was a reactor. So that is a little alarming. Now, Israel has launched a U.S.-backed missile shield on the Syrian frontier. And apparently, they launched two of the David's Sling interceptor missiles at rockets, which were just being traded from the internal fighting in Syria. But I guess they just wanted to have a live fire test. And Israel, of course, is saying they're very nervous about what's going on, because as Syria continues to clean the jihadis from the southwest, they're getting closer and closer to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. And Israel is apparently concerned that Syria might want to take that back, because it is their territory. No nation on earth recognized Israel's annexation. There was a push here in the United States to do so, but coming so soon on the movement of the embassy, I guess that one died a very slow death. The situation down on the border with Gaza is still going on. Again, on Friday, there were peaceful protesters marching and being shot at. A reporter covering the story lost her brother. He was literally blown to pieces. So what was really interesting, though, is that this time Israeli activists went down and marched along that Gaza fence with the Gaza protesters. And I don't know if it was to deter the IDF snipers. It didn't work. Four more people have been killed. But apparently even the people of Israel think this occupation and collective punishment of the Gazans has gone on way too long. Over the weekend, yet again, thousands of settlers stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque under the protection of armed security guards. It's a provocation. And some of them apparently did Jewish religious rituals in the compound, which the Muslims would find highly offensive. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.